7:30 on a Sunday. Time to get pumped.
Man.
Ooh.
This is the Basement Buddies podcast.
I'm John.
I'm Brooks.
That's Brooks.
I went out for an early dinner.
Yeah. Are you making up for Valentine's Day a couple weeks ago?
No. I was just like, I don't make plans. It's more special if it's not for a special occasion.
Uh-huh.
Like, you shit the bed every special occasion that comes around.
Yeah, I do.
And then, like, they get used to it.
Merry Christmas.
They get used to you shitting the bed. And then when you do something real special, like a week or so after Christmas.
Then you get them a present.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm Jehovah's Witness. I don't celebrate. But I save that same amount.
You bank it.
Equal to, and I come in, 2 weeks later, just for fun. And we went to
PCG.
Portland City Grill.
Mm-hmm. Which is in the Big Pink.
There's a the tallest building downtown. Might be.
Sure.
It might have got passed.
I don't know.
It's like 38 stories tall, and this is in the 30th story. And so that you got windows just all the way around. So all the seats are facing out.
Yeah.
And got there right at 4, went up and.
Is that when the dining hall opens?
Yeah. I got reservations for 4. That's when it.
Cool.
I'd never been there before. Jamie used to go to happy hour.
Yeah.
Happy hour there.
She mentioned that.
But, it's kind of kind of fancy.
It's quite fancy, isn't it?
More fancy than I've ever gone to.
Yeah.
Probably the fanciest place I've intentionally went to.
I went there for prom.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was a different restaurant, but that same place. It's called Atwater's.
Because to me, as a 39-year-old.
Ooh, spoiler.
Portland City Grill has just been here my whole life.
No.
So I've just assumed it had been here ever, like, before then. Same thing I've discovered with Voodoo Donuts.
Yeah?
They opened in 2003.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, Voodoo Donuts just always been here. Turns out I was a senior in high school. The first time I could ever go get a donut, that's when they opened.
Oh, funny. Yeah, I never had a big connection to Voodoo. I mean, obviously, I didn't live in the city.
It's because you were... gone away in college.
Yeah, I was in, something like that. I don't know. I bounced around for a long time.
You're not a donut guy. You're a bagel guy.
I am a bagel guy.
Foods to not be sugary.
I like donuts, but I feel like the ceiling on donuts is pretty easy to hit.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Safeway or Albertsons or whatever and get like a 95% as good as it can be donut. And I ain't waiting in line for any kind of donut. Like the fancy ones?
Yeah, so that's why I thought it had been around for so long, because there had always been lines at Voodoo Donut. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, they just must have been here for years.
It's an institution.
Yeah.
That's what they want you to think.
No, they just opened 6 months earlier and they had a...
You weren't paying attention.
A pink box. And a good slogan, good things come in pink boxes.
Is that their slogan?
Yeah.
I've never been to the one downtown. I've been to the one on Sandy.
I think they're talking about orgasming, jizzing inside of.
Oh, pink box. I get it.
Pink box.
Hey, remember that Aerosmith song, Pink? Pink is my favorite color. And the video was very suggestive. I was like, hey, wait a minute. I don't think they're talking about that color.
Anyway, so yeah. Portland City Grill was great.
So in Lord of the Rings, the orcs have black blood. So their mouths are all black.
Uh-huh.
And, this is a famous Lord of the Ring trivia that they had to swish with, like, licorice mouthwash to make their mouths black. Do you think them orc pussies are black? Oh, there's no girl orcs, are there?
I don't know. Where do orcs come from? I don't know the lore.
The lore...
Dug out some of them from the...
Those are Uruk-hai. which are a hybrid, but they're probably sterile hybrids, like
some
mule.
Sexy orcs, right?
There must be female orcs, and the lore is that they are corrupted versions of elves. They were elves that Melkor had captured and twisted and turned them into evil orcs. But I imagine their population had to be sustainable. There wasn't an original pool that was created by Melkor that has existed this long.
So maybe
they have to do some breeding.
Okay, that being said, maybe elf pussy is really like shiny and puts off like a flash of light and sparkles.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
then, well, yeah, that makes sense.
An orc is just normal, like normal, you know, normal amount.
But I would think their blood's black. So they're, you know, the inside of your mouth, your cheek is supposed to be very vaginal. Right. That's a big.
Okay. All right. It's all pink in the dark.
All orc pussies are pink in the dark.
Episode.
All right. Have we gotten everyone to stop listening?
So there was a couple funny things that happened at this restaurant.
Good tangent, huh?
A couple funny things happened at this restaurant. So we got there right at 4. And
I want to hear two funny things.
Go sit up.
So you had to park downtown. A nightmare.
Right across the street.
Oh, nice.
It was 2-hour parking.
Did you go to Mary's?
But this,
Mary's still there?
I walked around. We did walk around Mary's, and we were there a little bit early, and I was like...
Because it is like a block from...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's like a whole city block downtown, this big pink building that jets up into the sky.
Thrusts into the sky.
And I don't go out very often, John. I don't go out to the world.
Yeah.
And I'm like, our appointment's at 4. You know, we should probably leave at like...
Yeah, they're called appointments. Yep.
We should probably leave at like 3:25. And I'm like 8 minutes from downtown.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know if there's going to be a rush.
There's probably a lot of traffic Sunday afternoon.
Like, people... Like, got to get there early. I don't know if they're, like, elevator traffic.
Downtown is a smoking crater.
It's not.
Antifa hellhole.
The only, I mean, yeah.
Elevator traffic.
So this is an old town. And old town's still pretty grimy and a lot of places closed.
Well, the shelters across the street.
Have been closed for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
But other parts of downtown are hopping.
Yeah.
There's other stuff going on, but it's just this section of old small buildings and then one giant pink one where us fat cats went and ate steak.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Macaroni and cheese.
Famous fat cat food, macaroni and cheese.
Fat cats love
it. Oh, they love it.
So we get there a little early, and then like a couple of oldies... Like,
yeah.
We're talking late 70s, early 80s.
There were four of them in a couple.
Four of them. Two,
in a thruple.
Two women, two men.
In a polycule.
And they can't sit right up against a window. Excuse me. We requested window seats, not one row back from the window.
Oh.
And are, like, putting up a stink.
Oh.
I walk, there's seats over there. Why aren't those? Why don't we sit over there? You know, that bullshit.
Really?
And
they're like first through the door and they're already complaining.
But turns out their reservation was for 5 o'clock and it was 4 o'clock and they were trying to squeeze them in. And then he goes, oh yeah, our appointment was at
5.
So I guess we'll just sit around and wait and then we'll get nice
window seats.
And then there was a real young guy and like two young friends reminded me of myself, maybe 22.
Yeah.
But I think he was like had rich parents and were going out to this for his birthday. And then like a couple other poor 20-year-olds coming along and are looking at the menu like, holy shit, let's just split like some French fries.
House salad.
And he's, like, asking about wine. I'm like, who the fuck is this 22-year-old guy asking?
What questions could you have about wine?
What kind of rosés do you have? But they weren't, like, real wine questions. What about sparkling rosés? And
was he really saying rosé?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
And
what year is this rosé?
And he got this wine and chugged it, and his friends got nothing because, you know, they were all splitting the bill, but it was his birthday.
That's awesome.
If you say it's your birthday or a special occasion, you get a little piece of cake.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was feeling bad because this was just a special occasion.
You were like, it's my birthday.
But Jamie was like, it's his birthday next week.
And then we can't do it. Oh, no. You're broke. So they did it.
Yeah, they gave me that.
Yeah, I figured.
They gave me that slice of cake.
Of course they did. You're like, my birthday's in a week.
I think it's just everybody is there for a special occasion.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't, like I said, I haven't been there in 25 years, so.
No special occasions, man.
No, I don't have special
occasions. Nothing special.
Nothing special has ever happened to me. Only bad things.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you guys went. Was it fun looking out the window at the city? Or was it like cloudy and rainy and you're like, I can't see shit?
I was like, hey, there's my house over there. I was like trying to look at the grids going down. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, there's Burnside. If it goes, follow that up.
All right.
Oh, hey, that's the park by my parents' house. I can see that might be their roof.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Were you looking over the hills? You're like, I bet John's out there in the distance.
John's way out there.
Where the light doesn't touch.
No, couldn't see. Yesterday, I could see Mount Hood. A beautiful day.
Oh, yesterday. Yesterday was a wonderful day. We had hangout night at the Cosmos at Chris and Kirsten's house, which was a grand old time.
I think we planned it on the podcast last week.
We bullied Kirsten into inviting us over. Mm-hmm.
Turns out she really likes us.
I guess. I don't know why. She shouldn't. But she invited us into her home and fed us. Her and Chris always put on a great spread. And, man, I was hungry. I was mowing down.
All the kids were running around. They live in a great neighborhood for kids.
It's a madhouse. Yeah. There's
kids, neighborhood kids running around.
Just rando kids. And then, like, a random dad's in the backyard. I was like, hey, dude. What's up?
What are you looking at these kids?
He's like, I just come by.
Those are mine. I got to watch those.
Some of these are mine. Anyway, I'm going back inside. And
close the door so you could shit talk them when we're inside looking out at them.
Fucking weirdo. And yeah, I had that hamburger was really good. Chris has got a Traeger. That is the way to make hamburgers. Yum, yum, yum.
And if only Kirsten hadn't double wrapped them with plastic.
Oh, yeah.
There was a fight. It was a couple's fight. We saw start up. He's like, geez, lady.
Whoa. They started screaming at each other. But, you know, that's how it usually goes.
Yeah. They love screaming.
Oh, yeah. It's part of their relationship. And then passionate lovemaking afterward, of course. Yeah, that's how it goes.
I stuck around for that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
It's a good thing neither of them listen to our podcast.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
no, they do.
Cut this out.
Nah, I can't. That's too much work.
Mm. Anyway, I had a great time. The kids had a great time, and they were very sad to leave. But then they were all very tired.
Little tuckered kiddos.
Yeah, running around. Having a good old time.
I got sad news for anybody listening to this podcast for, you know, a long time.
Yeah.
Alan, the hamster that we got last summer.
You've had him 9 months?
10 months. Jackson did the calculating.
Yeah.
Maybe 9 months. Since June.
He was that giant.
Yeah, he got a fucking fat hamster.
Big fat hamster.
I felt vindicated because the time before when they got hamsters, a couple years ago, they got the two small little hamsters,
uh-huh.
The Siberian ones.
Okay.
That I hate. They're like too small.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Oh, they're about that big?
About this big.
Yeah, yeah.
About
okay.
The size of
egg. Yeah, we can all see that.
A little egg shape. This okay. Big, John.
Yeah, yeah. I see it.
Maybe smaller.
And now you had an avocado-sized one.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. A big boy. Big chunky boy.
A big old chunky.
Hamburger-sized.
And he was just a good family member. He'd come out. I would even pick him up, like, when the kids were asleep. I'd take him out, put him in his ball, and he would run around.
Yeah, have a good
and
time.
And I would carry him, and he would, like, climb up my arm and get up on my shoulder.
Aw.
And go over to the other side.
But you came home one day, and he was no more?
It was so sad, because I get a call from a FaceTime call from Jackson, like when he got home from school, being like, I touched Alan and he's not moving.
Uh-oh.
He hasn't eaten all the, and he's like FaceTime pointing his phone at,
yeah,
at a dead hamster. And I'm like, I'm sorry, bud.
He's dead.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You're good. I mean, that's so sad.
Yeah, that sucks. Was he
what
upset
do you need?
About it?
What, yeah, he was pretty upset. Yeah. Then we had a funeral at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I dug a hole out in the backyard.
Yeah.
Started playing on the bagpipes. Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
Immediately got shut down. Jackson's like, turn that off.
Oh, you were on your phone?
Yeah, I was like.
My grandpa's funeral, a human person, we had a bagpiper, which was really cool.
Real, like uh-huh. They hired him?
Yeah, it was some guy, yeah.
Yeah, my aunt's funeral had a bagpiper too.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, who's that guy with the suit at the funeral?
Uh-huh.
And then at a certain point, he like had this bag case opened, got his bagpipes, played Amazing Grace, and then just walked away and left.
That's cool.
So if you're a bagpipe.
Faded into the mist.
So if you're a bagpipe.
Off to fight a Highlander. A
pipist?
A piper, I believe.
If you're a bagpiper, when, you know, times are lean.
A bagster.
A squeezy honky.
Yeah, a squeezy honkster.
Squeezy honkster. When you're not getting mice to leave towns.
Rats. Yeah. Yeah,
rats.
Yeah, that famous story.
With the bagpipes.
Mm-hmm.
Pied Piper.
Yep.
Didn't he play the flute, though?
That's my memory of it, but why not bagpipes?
Yeah. You can, your other.
Well, gig, that's Ireland, though.
Your other gig could be just
probably
only
what
playing that at yeah. funerals. $150, I'll show up at your place, play this song, I'm out. Venmo me that $150. How many could you get in?
You could probably do two a day. Well, you probably only do it on the weekends, though, right?
A little extra Uber pipes.
Yeah.
It's an app.
Piper near me.
Pipesters.
Squeezy Hulkster near me.
Different instruments need show up in half hour. Just.
That would be fun.
Oh, shit.
Like a gig economy trombonist. You're like, hey, come over and just like fuck with me. Like, cool, dude. Here's $50. Get out of here. That'd be really fun. Just to have random musicians show up. I bet they would do it. They're desperate for cash. They are fucking destitute. Because they made poor life choices.
Well, they follow their passion is what
that is a bad idea. Hey, I'm going to do this thing people do for fun and try to make money off it.
Hey,
good
man.
Luck, if idiot.
Somebody's got to follow their passion.
I mean, yeah, but to be like, this is my career.
What if... It's so much easier following. Is it easier following your passion?
Oh, then it's a job.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking, what if we had plenty of plumbers,
mm-hmm.
plenty of electricians.
Yeah, robots are doing all that.
But we didn't have any bagpipers. So, like, the two bagpipers in town were just fucking raking it in.
Yeah.
You need somebody playing Amazing Grace? That'll be $1,500.
But you could just play it on your phone. And it's like... Pretty much the same, right?
Nah.
No, you got to have a guy there.
You need the guy.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, all right. I'll encourage my children to pick up the bagpipe.
Yeah, somebody's got to keep the tradition alive.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I do have, as an American, we love to reach back 15 generations to point at someplace in Europe and say that's our ethnicity. Because my grandpa was half Scottish. So, you know,
that's your heritage.
That's my heritage.
Do you like bagpipe music?
No, not really.
How do you feel? I feel the same way about bagpipes that I feel about.
There's like one or two good songs.
The band Kiss.
Ugh, boo.
Like you, there's people that really love Kiss out there in the world that fucking love Kiss. I've never seen a guy casually like Kiss.
That's a good point. No one's doing it half measure.
Like, I dig Kiss, and then they put the star makeup around their eye and like go out.
I'm shopping. The kitty.
I'm the one with whiskers.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. People like the pageantry. I think of it. I don't know. You find like a band when you're 14, and it informs like the rest of your life. Apparently, I don't have that. I don't know. I'm not a very good fan of stuff.
Yeah.
Even the stuff I really like, I'm like, okay, I'm tired of that.
What'd you...
What?
Was there some... Were you ever into anything, John?
I don't know.
So it's like video games?
Well, even video games, I'm like, I was playing Zelda today. Oh. Owen started a new Breath of the Wild game that's on his profile on the Nintendo. Instead of playing mine, fucking it all up. And he doesn't want to do any of the shrines, but he's mad because he doesn't have any stamina.
Oh.
You got to put in the work, dude, if you want. Yeah, you got to do the grind. So I was like, I'll do the shrines for you. So I'm just running around doing the shrines.
So he gets there and gives it to you?
Yeah, or I'll go find him. And, you know, I'm not like doing any storyline or fighting any bosses or doing anything. I'm just grinding shrines for him. And after like an hour, I'm like, all right, I'm tired of this. Like, I'm bored of this game. So even like probably the best game I've ever played, after like 2 hours max in a day, I'm like, all right, I'm bored.
We need to get you like a full Link outfit that you wear around. We do up your car with,
I put some stickers and shit on it.
Full sword all the way down, or like on the hood.
Mm-hmm.
The Triforce.
Oh, I love that Triforce. Yeah.
And then like on the back, we get like Gryffindor. Grimmeld. Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Gandalf in there. Gimli.
Yep.
Arwen.
We could get you really into Zelda. Every coat you have, it's got a big old...
That's my thing now. I cosplay as a Goron, eating rocks.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Yeah, you're more Gorgon.
Goron. Yeah.
To me.
I'm a Gorgon.
You can throw rocks at people just for fun.
Yeah.
Just go to one of those conventions.
Mm.
Just carrying a big foam rock around with you.
Yeah.
Paint it up.
They're eating those rocks that are like a big bone with a rock on the end. I could pretend to eat one of those.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Everyone would love it.
You'd feel better about yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You'd understand.
Yeah.
Why people are into bagpipes.
I don't have passion, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I'm an even keel kind of guy. That's just how I am.
Or maybe your coping mechanism is don't make a stink. Don't make any waves in this world.
Yeah.
Or people might look at you. Tell you whatever you're doing it wrong, John.
Don't disappoint Jesus. Well, that's also a big part of it.
Okay. Quit disappointing Jesus, all right?
I'm sorry. I didn't go to church today. I'm sorry. I think it was General Conference. Oh, you ex-Mormons, write in. Let me know.
Every year they got the conference?
I think they do it every 6 months. And then it's when the big mucky mucks stand up in Salt Lake and... Say
what
they realized,
what God told them was different from last year to this year.
Yeah.
Remember how we said black people can't be in our church?
Well, it changed.
Oh, they can now.
Yep. Remember when we like wouldn't let women do any preaching? Well, now they can.
Oh, they can now?
No, they can.
Oh, still?
Yeah, no.
That's the same.
Never going to change. I always...
Don't even think about it.
I keep tripping into Exmo TikTok holes.
Uh-huh.
Because I'll see one, I'll be like, oh, what's going on? And then, you know, the algorithm's like, oh, let's show them. There's a fucking shitload of it on TikTok. And after like two, I'm like, yeah. I actually don't care that much. So every once in a while, I'll fall into a hole and I'll watch a bunch of...
They're like, Jesus, okay, come on.
I was like, all right.
We're good. We got an email. Super Fan Liam. Never ending refill. Hey guys, if you constantly refill your glass before it's empty, when is it a new glass? Is it ever a new glass? At some point, does it become one?
Ah, the old...
If not, I guess you could be drinking the same drink out of a thermos potentially for years, decades even. Hoop and stick
forever.
That's Slurium.
Sir Liam? Slurmium.
Slurmium.
That's the ship of thesis argument or heap problem. where, say, you have a pile of gravel and you take one rock away, is it still a pile? Yes. Keep repeating that. At what point does it stop becoming a pile?
Oh.
Yeah. That last rock? Would you say two rocks is a pile?
Yeah. When is the pile gone? And then once you've moved that last little bit, is that a pile that you just moved away?
Yeah.
And there's others.
Picked up a whole pile? Oh, man.
Was that the pile?
Or I'm not high enough for this.
Is a pile it's a pile slowly disappearing.
What if you take the pieces of that ship that you replace?
One plank at a time?
And then you put it on it and you save them. And then when you have a full ship of planks, you build that. And which ship is the original? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What if the colors I see are different than the colors you see? What I see is red, you see is blue, but we both call it red.
Oh, shit, man.
Whoa. Yeah. Remember getting high in high school? Those were the days.
Yes, Liam, the answer is yes.
The answer is?
It's
42. If you keep refilling the drink.
At a certain point from the tap. Also, you know it's a fancy place when they say tap water. It's terrible, terrible tap water.
Right, for pours.
Or for pours or bottled water or sparkling bottle.
They say still or sparkling?
Still or sparkling. I don't know. We just said tap because we're poor.
You said tap.
Tap water. That water had to get pumped all the way from the street level, all the way 30 floors up into the air.
Wow. No, you get sparkling water. Or what do you prefer?
I got just regular from the tap.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like, scoop it out of the urinal. Give me that garbage toilet water.
I brought my own soda stream, and under the table, I was pouring it.
There we go.
I was like, there we go, Jamie.
I saved $3.
We just saved, $3 each, Jamie and I.
You didn't get a cocktail or anything?
We got like this fancy, it was called like The Experience or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it seem like on the thing that it was a show. Like he was coming out and making
like a Bananas Foster
making
or something.
Something in front of you. But really it was two cups that were half full. And then he had one like vial thing with had smoke in there and it was blue or purple or something.
Yeah.
And he like shakes it. And then the vial had a cap on it.
Like, whoa, like a potion.
Beaker.
Yeah.
Like a beaker. Is that where it gets wider down?
Yeah. Erlenmeyer flask.
It was like an Erlenmeyer flask.
Yeah.
But with some steam, like smoke in there.
Cool.
And then he poured into each and they were layered. It was like a purple layer and then a white layer down at the bottom. But I could have gone for some more pageantry with that drink. You know?
For an $18 drink?
It was $32 for two. Like it serves two.
Oh, okay. So it was $16.
Yeah. So really not that much.
Not that much. Yeah, that's a good price.
That's a problem with having a fancy drink place around the corner from my house.
You're spoiled.
Like that's I'm used to getting one $15 drink a month around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
So then now if I go out, actually it's a good thing. I'm not like, oh, that's too expensive.
What do you eat? Steak and mac and cheese?
New York strip steak.
Is that your go-to when you go to a fancy place is get the steak?
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's a little overdone, but I ate it and it was delicious and I had a nice view.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. No complaints.
No problem.
And really, the best thing is you spend time with your wife.
Yeah.
There you go.
Get that free cake.
Well, speaking of Liam.
Oh, who?
Would you like to play a game?
Guess that DVD, go on, guess that DVD. Guess that DVD, go on, guess that DVD.
These are three DVDs I've pulled off the shelf that Brooks has bought at some point in his life. I'll read the back until you get it. All right.
Number one.
Number one, everyone's favorite larger-than-life hero returns in blank. The number one comedy of all time. What?
Larger-than-life hero.
Hailed by critics and audiences alike. What?
This isn't like Meet the Glumps, or is it?
Yeah, it's Meet the Glumps.
I don't think I have that one. A fat superhero?
Larger than life. How dare you?
Larger than life. Is that it?
Hold on. I'm skipping, you know, USA Today says blah, blah, blah. Happily ever after never seemed so far, far away.
Oh, Shrek.
Hmm?
Three.
Shrek two.
Shrek two.
I'll count it. That works. All right. Now a complete shift in tone.
I have the first one or the third one. Of course, I don't have the fourth one.
Miracles happen in unexpected places, even in the death row cell block.
Green Mile.
John Coffey. Not like the drink.
My mom was living in New Mexico when I was like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Because I've talked about this. She had to work at the VA.
Uh-huh.
And they would pay off a portion of her school loans for a nursing degree.
Yeah.
And the Green Mile book was coming out. My mom met a friend down there. And I stayed down there for 2 weeks or something every summer.
Yeah.
While she was down there. But during the day or when she was at work, I would go stay with this friend.
Oh, yeah. And you watched...
And that's when I watched...
The Shining or something? What did you
cemetery.
Watch? At Cemetery.
But the lady was a big Stephen King fan.
Oh, right.
And it was when those books came out.
Oh.
The Green Mile came out, like, every month for 6 months.
Oh.
Like, it was a small book.
Yeah.
Like a, whatever, 150-page book. And then at the end, it was all put together.
Oh, interesting. Like, did it come out in, like, a magazine or something?
No, it was just in the grocery store, this one part, one, huh. Two, three, I don't know, four, five, six,
wow.
Seven, eight, maybe, and then nine.
Who knows?
Of that.
Wow.
And then a couple years later, the movie came out, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
The, I think it's, like, the fourth Dune book. Dune 2 is coming out soon, by the way. I want to go see it. We should go see it.
I still haven't watched the first one. Is the second one good? I feel like I watched the first hour and a half of the first one.
All right,
one.
Fine. I'll go see it myself.
No, I'll watch it with you. I'll watch it with you, John. I'm sorry.
So the first one but really like struggled
slow
to get...
building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but the first book, when it first came out, he really struggled to get it published because it's like weird. And you can... It's not for everyone. Let me say that. He had the... he ended up getting published by the Haynes Publishing Company, who does the repair manuals.
Oh.
They published his first book. And it did really well. But anyway, I think it was like the fourth one was published in chunks in Playboy, I think.
Like chapters?
Yeah. It'd be like, here's 100 pages of the book. Or not 100, but... Anyway. Those books are... fucking weird.
Are they and really long, too?
They're not particularly long, but as they go on, they get more and more acid trippy 70s kind of shit, and they definitely drop off. Mm-hmm. The first one is very good, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to people.
Is the movie based on the first book?
Apparently,
first one,
the first two movies are the first book. Yeah.
So hopefully, so it's going to be ramping up.
It should.
Everywhere now. I think
Dune 2?
I saw Dune was on Netflix recently.
Oh, the first one?
I think the first one's on Netflix now.
It's very good and I like it, but if you're not interested, don't watch it.
I just fell asleep. I started watching it too late.
That's fine.
It was like 10:30 and it's a 3 hour long.
Oh, yeah. It's too long.
Yeah.
anyway, last DVD.
Not enough sand snakes in the first hour.
Show me that sand snake. All right, game on. So-and-so just met the girl of his dreams, literally. But in order for them to date, he must defeat her 7 evil exes. You know this movie.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Boom. Fucking crushed it.
I've only watched that movie one time. It's that's a Blu-ray.
It is a Blu-ray.
I bought that.
That might actually be worth money.
I only have like 8 Blu-rays over there.
I found one of them.
I
think you still reign undefeated. I mean, you basically know every DVD.
There was one that I felt I would have felt dumb saying, and it turned out to be that one.
Yeah.
But I forgot what it
anyway,
was.
Anyway, I'm still impressed. We found your thing.
Daniel got on that shelf and got down at the bottom and found my copy of Halo 2.
Oh, shit.
For the Xbox, but I don't have an Xbox. He's like, what's this? And I was like, hey, that's Halo 2, but He's like, why do we have this? So it's like, well, I used to have an Xbox.
I was just watching some TikToks on the lore of Halo, and it's real dumb. They're like the forerunners and the fucking precursors and blah, 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 blah.
It got killed. I used to have so many friends, have so many good times with my buddies playing Halo.
It's all been downhill since
then. And then video games went online, and it went 12 to 16 people hanging out at my buddy's house to one would be like, well, I'm just going to join in from my house tonight. And then next week's like half the people are gone. And then, then I'm just sitting in my house playing with my friends.
Cats in the cradle and a silver spoon. And then
but that's just how it is now, which is fine.
You play online.
It's fine. It's cheaper than going to your friend's house. You don't have to get them like burgers when you go to McDonald's on the way.
Yeah, it's too much work going to your friend's house.
No, especially if they live far away.
Yeah.
You just force them to come to your house all the time.
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, I only drove 45 minutes to get here. Yeah, no big deal. So speaking of friends, well, not really. My brother came up and helped fill up my dumpster. I got a dumpster delivered because I have enough of my house in garbage bags where I felt confident I could fill up a dumpster. Mm-hmm. I ordered one. I went online and I got tricked by the internet.
Well, they the first one?
No, I was looking through, suggested
that first one.
Oh, I know. I was down, halfway down the first page of Google looking for dumpsters. And like the top one is waste management. And they said, it'll be $2,000 for a dumpster. I was like, fuck that. That's too much. And then there was like a sketchy looking one from Troutdale that had really bad reviews. It was like $700. I was like, I'll go somewhere in the middle. And it was called Discount Dumpsters or whatever it was like $1,200. And they had a really nice website.
Paid? Like, there's not a weight on top of that? Or
well, if I exceed the 4 tons, I get charged extra for it. But I was like, oh, cool. It's got like a web interface where you can actually book it online. Because the rest of them are like, hey, call Ron and he'll help you out. It's like, nah, I don't want to call some weird crusty old man who's going to say something racist to me. This one actually has a website, so I'll do that. And the reason I got snookered is it's just like a go-between company in Ohio that like calls a local company who calls the Ron for me.
Oh.
And probably skims a couple $100 off the top. So anyway, I feel foolish, but so what? And
the Troutdale guy still came out.
Yeah, it's probably the same guy.
He got $800 from them.
Yeah, exactly. And I got fucked. So I got this 40-yard dumpster dropped off, which is a big old boy.
Yeah.
That's like a full, that's the maximum. And it's about 9 feet tall. It's a big, big thing. And I was like waiting for the guy to show up. And I get a call from this brokerage, this go-between company. And he's like, hey, he asked for the asbestos report. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to him. I have asbestos in the ceiling of the bathroom. It's in the tape used for the drywall.
Just in the bath.
Yeah, just in the bathroom. So I have the rest of the house bagged up. And he was like, hey, we looked at the report and it says you have asbestos. I was like, yeah, I know. I fucking told you that. And he's like, well, the dumpster people are upset about it. I was like, well, what do you want me to do? It's not in there.
Like, they can come look. The bathroom.
They can come look. It's fucking still right there. And anyway, we went back and forth. And he was like, well, you're going to have the dumpster analyzed to make sure it doesn't have asbestos.
Oh, no.
And I was like, how the fuck is that going to happen? There's 200 bags, garbage bags in there. They're not going to go through and sift, like that's insane. And he was like, oh, they have like ways to do it. I was like, no, they don't. There's no way that's.
Guy comes along, drags his pinky finger along the bottom of the dumpster, smells it. Yeah, it's asbestos in there.
Yeah, sure. It smells like it. And so I was like, all right, well, what do you want? And he's like, oh, I'll call you back. Calls me back.
$50 and all.
He said, just write a letter that says you didn't put the ceiling in there. I was like, okay, fine. So I called my wife. I was like, hey, can you write a letter for me? She's like, no problem. So I sent that to him, and he's like, okay, cool. They'll take it now. The driver shows up. This guy could not give two shits about what the fuck was going on. He's like, hey, where do you want it? I was like, right here. He's like, cool. See you later, dude. And so I got this big dumpster. It was Thursday. I did a little bit on Friday, and then Saturday, my brother and his two boys showed up, two teenage boys. And we knocked out, we filled up the whole dumpster.
With all the stuff. With all the stuff.
And I still got 50, 60 bags left.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I still have a bunch of bags. But this dumpster, it took a lot. It took all the loose wood and stuff, like the doors and cabinets and shit that like takes up a lot of space. You can't really stack it just right. So I was kind of annoyed because you can't like pack it perfectly. I'm like, there's so much wasted space in here, but it is what it is. And I got the decks all cleaned off and the yards all picked up, and I just have a bunch of bags left.
One of my childhood memories, I think my in-laws, back before I knew they were my in-laws.
Yeah, your pre-in-law.
I was thinking about they might be. They'd get Domino's a lot, and I'd go over there for Domino's, and I'd be like, it'd be pretty cool if you're my in-laws. I thought that.
Yeah.
So they got this dumpster and would be like, hey, anybody want to throw, like to my parents, anybody want to throw stuff to my parents or to my buddy Aaron's dad?
Yeah.
Like, you want to throw us $50 and throw a bunch of shit in here?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And he had all these plastic, like, boxes, like storage boxes. I don't know. He must have got them from his work and was going to do something with them.
Yeah.
But they were like, you know, a foot by a foot, just cheap plastic from the 70s, but took up a lot of space. So they were empty.
Oh,
so he would dump in like 20 of them, and then we were in there just stomping on these things, and they'd dump another 20 in, and like
stomp.
It's like we were making wine. There'd be like four kids just stomping, crushing plastic things.
Awesome.
And then it like, you know, got real flat down at the bottom.
Hell yeah.
Saving space.
Yeah. At the end, I was throwing those bags of insulation that you and I, you know, the chute worked out.
That chute's still up there?
The chute's in the dumpster, my friend.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's a good chute.
I could have saved it for you. But, you know, it's just this fluff, and I was on the top stomping it all down because I was like, we can fit it all in. It'll all fit in. So we were throwing them on there, and I was just jamming it down into the holes to fill up the space. And my neighbors, I was like, hey, if you guys got anything, now's the time to throw it away. You know, my neighbors, Pat and Jan, who are very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whatever you want. And they pulled out a bunch of random junk.
This rolled up rug that was frozen solid. Almost looked like a human's body.
I was like, whatever, throw it in.
Drug it out, tossed it in there.
Yep. Yeah. Not my problem. I don't know where it came from.
Don't ask questions. The old neighbors.
And then David's coming on, or he's coming over on Tuesday, maybe, to do another walkthrough, and we'll see where to go from there.
You know what'd be cool? Getting a can of spray paint in there.
Yeah.
And marking off like where walls are gonna go and where pipes are gonna go.
Just spraying it on the hardwood.
Yeah, just right on the hardwood. Just,
you're like, oh yeah.
Well, you're gonna cut it away.
I could maybe use chalk.
No.
No, spray paint. Okay, I'll spray paint.
Or fire. Burn it on.
Yeah.
Brand.
That's a good idea.
Where the electrical outlets are going to go.
I'll get a machete and I'll just chip lines on the floor or an axe.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
You got any wild ideas you want to come over and just start, you know, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do this and the other thing?
No.
You want to come over?
You're good.
Oh, okay.
I think you've been filled with enough.
Wild ideas.
Wild ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a chute. Wouldn't it be cool to have a chute?
A laundry chute, perhaps? Fuck, I should have saved that chute. Son of a bitch.
See, man? No, like, you know, your closet will be in one room. Your closet will be here. But, like, you know, if you just took a notch out of the wall, like, starting down low in the behind the couch, you got your couches on kind of wheels,
yeah,
a hinge, and, like, you pull it back, and then there's a chute back there.
And you jump in.
Into that chute.
Slide
and
down.
And it brings you into some safe room. And, then, and then you pull,
a panic room.
And then you pull the couch back against the wall, and you guys are all down in this basement.
Hiding from the, yeah, from like Antifa or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next time they try and take over.
Well, we had those riots a few years ago. The Black Lives Matter riots ran by our house.
I think they solved that.
Huh?
I think they're pretty sure they solved it.
It's done. Yeah, we solved that problem.
Figured it out.
Society is moving on. What's the next thing? Well, we got to pay attention to Trump again.
Fuck, man. Fuck.
Unfortunately.
Why do we got...
That's how he gets his power.
Oh, paying attention to him?
Yep.
Shit. Fuck.
Fuck. What are we going
to
do?
Stop paying attention to him. Look away. Don't look at him.
Speaking of Trump, did you watch clips of Shane Gillis on SNL? Do you see him?
This was a big thing
uh-huh.
that I saw on the peripheral and didn't care to look into.
Okay. He was hired as a cast member, and he was on a
few years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago. And he was on a podcast doing like a – it wasn't even that bad. It was just he was doing some racist Asian stereotype stuff. And it was just bad – I think bad timing when we were – it was a wave of cancelings happening. And he got burned and fired from SNL, which became like the story.
This guy got fired for a four-year-old podcast comment or something.
Something like that, yeah. But he's been making the rounds and, you know, he's on the Joe Rogan podcast. Have you heard of that?
I don't listen to it because, you know, I have Spotify.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have to have Spotify? I guess.
On Spotify.
That makes sense.
I used to listen to Joe Rogan every so often, and then he went to Spotify, and I was like, never again. And but I still see clips of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the other day, Jackson was like, you got Spotify? And I was like, no, man. It's just another...
Well, you listen to Amazon Music, right?
Apple Music.
Apple Music.
So it's like all of them are $8.
Oh, yeah.
And give you music. I already have this one.
I go to Spotify every once in a while and I listen to music and it's so many ads. It's
if you don't pay,
it's yeah. just garbage. And it's so annoying. So I turn it off. I was like, fuck it. I'll just listen to these podcasts I have downloaded that are free. And, yeah, I get tired of music.
So Shane Gillis, what's his deal?
Oh, he's funny. He does a great Trump impersonation.
So he got quote unquote canceled, but then got even more fame. Like, you know, people get canceled these days where they continue to be famous, but then there's like some people that don't like
him. He got fired that I think some people would argue unjustly. You know, because he's a comedian. He's just joking around. And for whatever reason, Andrew Santino can make insane racist Asian. He does Bad Friends with, what's his fuckface name? Bobby Lee.
Oh, yeah.
They have that podcast. And Santino will be like, oh, ching chong, ching chong for like an hour. And everyone's like, hilarious. And it's okay because Bobby Lee's laughing.
He's there too.
And I'm like, guys, still is problematic. But, anyway, he turned his firing into
even
he spun that straw into gold.
And 3 years later, he's host of the show.
Hosting that incredibly culturally relevant
that everybody cares Life. About.
The peak of
everybody
comedy.
Wants me. Life. Everybody wants me. I've been seeing like. Trying to push this on me on YouTube.
Yep.
Shane Gillis, intro. Did he talk about what happened?
Oh, man.
Was it part of it or did he not?
Yeah. It's hard to care about a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we got to care about
each other,
our family, and our each other, yeah. and our email from Soul Bottom.
So
I was just looking.
So Sobotom.
That's
SOABOTM,
and it's spelled phonetically Sabotum.
Sabotum.
Sabotum. Sabotum.
Sabotum.
Sabotum.
Sabotum.
Sabotum. Deck the halls. What if we're only able to put our objects down to the right of other objects on a single axis?
Mm-hmm.
We might end up like living in a filing system, all straight rows, a long corridor of stuff. Imagine the ways things might be organized. Peace. So I bought them, bought them.
So I have like a bank.
I think people got real high before emailing in.
I mean, feel free.
I mean, I'm not against people getting real high and then emailing in the podcast.
Yeah, you should.
But yeah.
You can only place things to the right on a single axis. All things are on a single axis around the whole world?
Like, I mean, like I got my stuff organized here.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no organization if you can only put it to the right of
If I put it to the right of something and then the next thing goes to the right. Thing.
Like here in front of me, I got red pen, pencil, knife, pink pen, measuring pen here.
But does this axis of organization, is there a singular one?
Lines everywhere, hallways.
Or do we have multiple lines? Because you'd have to have multiple. If there's only a singular one, you know, we fill it up as a planet. It's full. And you're like, well, I can't put this drink down.
Yeah, that'd be fucking weird.
You put it down in the Grand Line, which is a One Piece reference.
And you got a lot of walking to do.
There you go. Anime.
No, what are you talking about?
One Piece?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Is it good?
No.
It's
long.
There's a bunch of them. Airbender, The Last Airbender.
Not interested.
What's it? What's the...
The cartoon was pretty mid.
What's the...
And then they made a movie that was bad. Now they're doing a live action, which I can only assume is also bad.
I didn't...
But not as bad as the movie.
I didn't watch the cartoon.
Yeah.
I watched the movie.
Correct.
I watched the movie when it came out.
The M. Night Shyamalan one?
And seemed fine. Okay. Knowing nothing, people that watched the cartoon
were mad. Yep.
And saying this is terrible. And I'm like, he's got the power to tame air.
I mean, sure. And that seems like, fun.
When's the second one coming out? And it didn't come out, I think. They just were like, that didn't work out. Now there's a TV show, and I'm watching the trailer, and I'm like, yeah, looks like that movie
that came out.
This guy's got the arrow on his forehead.
Yep. Little kid shoots air.
Cool. I'm still down for it.
The problem, we'll circle back to me not being a good fan of anything. I was an adult when I watched the cartoon, and I was like, this is fine. I slog through it, maybe not paying attention entirely, but, you know, it's important to, I have to consume all media and know everything on the internet. So I was like, okay, this is something that is a blind spot for me. Let me watch the show. And I was like, yeah, this would be cool if I was like 12. You know, like I watched Gargoyles and I thought that was cool.
Oh, yeah. Girl. It couldn't be live during the day.
You know way too much about it.
People show up and crush them during the day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like just one to fuck with them.
Yeah.
You know, and they'd wake up and Hudson would be crushed.
Oh, poor Hudson.
Just a pile of rubble.
You can put them back together. Mm. And what was the curse? The whole castle had to get moved.
Scotland said something to do with Highlander.
Yeah. All right. Hey, they should do a live action remake of Gargoyles. So I'd fucking watch that. Why hasn't that been rebooted? The rest of our childhood seems to have been plundered.
Joey Jojo Shabadoo.
Yeah.
Run in. What do you know about? We'll figure out how to get you on the podcast.
Randy Scoop Sprinkles.
Macho Scoop Randy Sprinkles.
There we go.
Is he going to
Scoop Fest?
I don't think he's making it this year. I'm starting to plan.
It's coming up.
May.
In May?
10 weeks from now.
Hey, what's happening in 1 week?
My birthday? International.
Turn your hot tub back on.
Yeah.
Dude. Fuck, I got to get on that, dude.
We got to add water to a hot tub.
And turn it on. And you know what? the timing of this can be perfect because the house will be all the demo will be done.
Yeah.
Gotta finish all the demo. So all the dusty, gross shit's done. And then it'll be like, I mean, it'll still be dusty, but.
How many days a week have you been out there?
I usually do about 2-3 days there. You know, I'll go in early, but I have to leave at 2 to go pick up my kids. So I'm not putting in full days. Or I go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid work that pays me to do stuff. But we've actually been surprisingly slow lately. So the timing's been really good. So I'm saving money on payroll.
I really think if you hired a contractor, a general contractor to do all this stuff, they would be farther behind than where you are. I don't trust any construction worker to do things timely or...
No. Well, they're not motivated.
They would start ripping. It'd be like halfway ripped apart, and then they would be like, we'll be back. We're waiting on a piece.
Or we gotta call in this guy to do this thing. I'm happy to have people come out and do contained scope jobs, right? Mm-hmm. This is I want you to do this thing, right? Have a defined task. I don't mind paying someone to do that. Like, okay, can you tile in this shower? I'm not good at that. You're good at it. I'll pay you money to do it. But paying any of these idiots to fucking think, no dice. Pay them to organize and like schedule. No. I don't want anyone involved. I'll do that because it's my house and I give a shit. There's a ton of things I'm doing that I know a contractor would never do because I'm like pulling out all these nails and I'm like knocking out these little pieces of insulation that aren't, you know, I'm like vacuuming all these little corners and I'm being careful not to break stuff. And I'm just being very thorough because it's my house and I give a shit.
They'd come in there and they'd just be spray painting up the place, marking walls and outlets with white spray paint.
Yeah. And, you know, they're not going to be looking for treasures like I am.
All the treasures that would have been missed.
I know.
Any new treasures?
I think the final treasure is I found some of those old screw-in light bulb style fuses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it in the kitchen. Found two of them. They're kind of fun.
Did you have that old style?
I didn't. I don't know why they're in there.
I had that style when I moved in this house. The screw.
Yeah. The screw infuses. I think they just threw them in the wall.
They blow out. The guy that owned the house before said one time he blew one of those fuses but couldn't figure out or didn't have one. So he just jammed a quarter in there.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And it worked.
I know in cars, if your fuses burn out, you can put like a 22 bullet in there and that'll, will get you home.
Hey, John, when you listen to music, do you pay more attention to the words?
Nope.
Or to the melody? Why did I think of this? I know. I can only pay attention to one at a time, so I choose melody because who cares about words?
Yeah.
I hear words all the time.
All right.
But maybe I'm weird. What about you?
As we've discussed, I have a hard time understanding the words. I don't know what they're saying.
Is that why you can't be a true fan?
Could be.
Would you get into Taylor Swift if you read the lyrics along the way?
That could help, yeah.
How do you feel about poetry?
I think if... Oh, I hate it. Don't want to, not interested. I think if I was like a 33-year-old woman, I'd be a lot more interested in Taylor Swift. And it's okay. You know, not all media has to be for me.
Oh, it's all for you, John. We can make it for, it's all for you. That's not.
What'd you say?
It's all for you.
What? I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. You can't hear singing.
How about you? Are you a lyric? You're a lyrics guy because you...
Thinking about it, I can't listen to them both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
A tall video came up the other day talking about the early 2000s and subwoofers cars. And like, you know, every other stoplight, there'd be somebody pumping that you could hear.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of those people.
Oh, you were pumping?
I had the subs.
Party in the club. Or no, what does he say? 50 Cent. It's my birthday.
It was my birthday.
Yeah.
And we don't give a fuck. It's not your birthday.
Party in the club, bottle full of bub.
He's doing the lobster
something
arms.
Getting rubbed. Lobster arms.
He's doing the lobster arm dance.
I know listeners will be shocked to learn that I'm not much of a dancer.
But yeah, that was a big thing. But I didn't listen to the lyrics all that much.
Mm.
But now that I don't have subs, I think I listen to the lyrics more.
Okay. Yeah. Do you fiddle with your equalizer to get like, you're like, oh, I need more mid.
I do kind of
less bass.
I kind of send it to the back and want to equalize so it's not all front.
Uh-huh.
I like to have it coming from all around. I fixed my rear window 6 years ago. It stopped rolling down.
Yeah.
My rear hatch on my SUV.
Mm-hmm.
So since I fixed it, I have been having my window rolled down because I can, you know.
Yeah.
But when I'm listening to music and that window's down, I'll hear sounds from behind, like car noises from like cars back,
oh.
Or like outside noise, but from behind.
Right.
And it's like freaked me out recently. I'm like, who's in my backseat? What is that? Keep turning back around. Oh, yeah, that's the window.
Or like some songs have a little bit of ambulance or cop noises mm-hmm. in it. You're like, oh, what the fuck is that?
I hated that where they...
Yeah, it should be illegal.
Yeah.
I listen to my headphones while I drive, which is not illegal. Come at me. Bring it on.
Isn't people say it's illegal?
People think that.
Somebody said eating a sandwich while you're driving is illegal.
So you can be pulled over for distracted driving.
And you tell me eating a sub yeah. sandwich.
Is distracting.
2 foot long sub sandwich is distracting.
I think
if that's you're... distracting, I don't know.
yeah, it depends on the sandwich, right? I mean, if it's meatball sub, yes, of course you're going to get pulled over. But if it's, you know, turkey club.
I'm light on the sauce.
but yeah, you can get pulled over basically for any reason. But we're white men, so it's not going to happen to us. You can also get pulled over for a violation of the basic rule, which is you weren't speeding, but you were driving too fast for the conditions.
What?
So if it's like raining really hard and you're still driving the speed limit, they're like, no, I'm pulling that guy over.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit.
That's fine. I don't care.
I don't care. Bottle full of bub.
Well, John.
Yes, sir. It's almost bedtime. I got nothing, man. We saw each other last night. We burned all the good stuff. If only we'd recorded. So much gold. Down the drain.
Just imagine, listeners.
A better podcast.
We didn't have microphones. We were eating hamburgers. Drinking White Claws.
It was so good.
Having a gay old time.
Oh, it was wonderful. Anyway, happy birthday. I'll see you in a week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.